As nationally riveting as the Rosenberg trial was in the United States more than 60 years ago, as politically important a trial in China as any since the prosecution of the Gang of Four in Beijing in the 1980s, the wife of ousted Communist Party official Bo Xilai went on trial today for the murder of a British businessman. The trial is seen by many Chinese as part of an effort to purge Bo, an ambitious populist who made powerful enemies as he campaigned to join the next generation of top central leaders. It's also a showcase for Chinese authorities to signal to the people of China a serious interest in ending and controlling corruption. Joining us now from London is Jonathan Fenby, former editor of the South China Morning Post and author of Tiger Head, Snake Tales, China Today. Jonathan, welcome back.
Thank you.
There's a lot in play in this trial. How many messages do you see?
Well, there are indeed multiple messages going on here. There's, first of all, the straight law and order message that even the wife of such a highly placed official as Bo Xilai can be brought up on a criminal charge. There's the whole question, which you mentioned, of corruption, although that hasn't really been brought out, as far as we know, in the court proceedings so far. It's very much been focused on the murder of this British businessman, Neil Haywood. And then there's a whole underlying power struggle that's been going on in China ahead of a major transition period for the leadership, with new leaders coming in at the Party Congress, the Communist Party Congress, that is, at the end of this year. And Bo Xilai have been aiming to be among those who would get to the very top in China. His enemies have basically stymied him, and now we're seeing the fallout.
What is the impression that people have of Gu Kailai, who is the defendant here? And the defendant appears not to be contesting the charges, and the trial itself is even being conducted in secret.
Yes, indeed. And, there are reports that the trial is already over, that it was done within one day. And as you say, the defense in China normally plays a pretty subordinate role in court cases. The Chinese court system has a 98% conviction rate. So, once you're charged, you're likely to be found guilty. With her, there is a slight wrinkle in this, because if she's found guilty of murder, that is an execution, a capital offense in China. But stories have been spread, and nobody quite knows where these come from, but they've been appearing with some frequency on Chinese websites, saying that she was suffering from mental problems, that she'd undergone psychiatric treatment last year. And then when the announcement of the trial came through the official state media in China about 10 days ago, there was an interesting mention in it that she had acted to defend her son from this British businessman, Neil Haywood. Now, we don't know what kind of danger she and her son were said to be in, but that obviously could be a mitigating plea, that plus mental illness. So she may not be executed. She may be put under psychiatric care for, the rest of her life. But she has become a kind of a figure of great interest in China. She was a high-flying lawyer earlier on. She actually fought one case in the U.S. successfully on behalf of a Chinese company, and she got quite a lot of kudos back home because of that. But after her husband began his really rock star style political rise in China 2 or 3 years ago, she very much took a back seat and let her husband take the limelight. She is the daughter of a leading Chinese general of the Mao Zedong generation. So she's among what are known as princelings, princesses or princelings in China. That's to say the kind of aristocracy of China, which Bo also belonged to.
Is this an attempt to sacrifice one of the aristocracy, or is there any chance that this defendant here, that Gu Kailai, would be seen as a political figure associated with women attempting to gain power in China, or a notion of she was defending China against foreigners? This is another narrative that's very, very high profile in China.
Sure. Well, it's interesting. Of course, you said earlier on, you referred to the Gang of Four, that trial, which, of course, the main defendant there was Mao Zedong's widow. And she was very much the high-profile woman in China. And there's a whole tradition before that. The Emperor Dowager at the end of the imperial period and going back to the Empress Wu back in the year 800, who was these all very powerful women. women who, you know, were all then brought to grief in the end. But I think this has to be seen above all as a political story, and there are two elements to summarize in that. The first is that Bozhilai was getting too big for the comfort of the other leaders around him. He was throwing his weight around, he was running a populist campaign, and he ran this huge metropolis of Chongqing in western China, 32 million people, as big as Austria, and he was using really very dubious police methods there. And if he got to the very top in Beijing, his desire was to become boss of the national police. And I think everybody else around him would have been pretty scared of that. So they were quite happy to trip him up and bring him down with the British businessman's death affair. But at the same time, he is a member of the top cadre of the Communist Party, the Politburo of the Communist Party. And you can't have a member of the Politburo being accused of murder. So all the criminal elements in this have been heaped on the wife, and he will be found guilty of offences against the Communist Party. He'll be thrown out of the Communist Party, but you've got to, in a sense, put a wall between this kind of crime and corruption and the top levels of the party.
No doors in this wall. It's over for Bo. This really seals the deal here.
I think so, absolutely. You know, there were rumors when he got pushed out in the spring that his pals at the top were going to organize some kind of coup on his behalf. There were rumors that the army was unhappy. He has friends in the army. But his best friend or best ally at the very top of the system, who is actually in charge of the internal security and police at the moment, has fallen into line. The other princelings have all fallen into line. The army, there were last week four major promotions in the army of loyalists there. So it's all a question of the Communist Party drawing up the wagons and getting itself in kind of better shape, at least as far as the rest of China and the rest of the world is concerned, before that party congress takes place at the end of the year.
Jonathan Fenby, former editor of the South China Morning Post, author of Tiger Head, Snake Tales, China Today. Finally, any news, any information about Neil Haywood, who's the victim in this murder case? Yeah. Will we ever know?
I don't know if we'll know. There's now a story floating around that blood samples were taken. He died. The death was put down to alcoholic poisoning. He'd actually drank very little alcohol. The body was cremated before an autopsy could be carried out. This was all last November. There is now rumors that, in fact, a blood sample was taken by the police, who may have thought something strange was going on. So it may be that we'll get some forensic evidence coming through, you know, a year later. But really, otherwise, we know very, very little about Haywood. He's a kind of mystery figure who's disappeared largely into the background. Mm.
And the trial reportedly over, the verdict to come, the trial of Gu Kailai, the wife of Bo Xilai, took place today. Jonathan Fenby, former editor of the South China Morning Post and author of Tiger Head, Snake Tales, China Today. As always, thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. A pleasure.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.